I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Richland Center won 11-0 in five innings over Wisconsin Dells in area softball last night. The Hornets won the non-conference tune-up before the WIAA tournament begins next week and improved to 16-3. The Dells fell to 8-15 with the loss. The leading hitters for Richland Center were J.C. Gander, who is 2-for-3 with an RBI. Abigail Williams tripled and scored twice. Kyrie Fisher doubled and scored. Aubrey Colstead, Tatum Razick, and Ella Clements all had hits. Kyrie Fisher had another outstanding performance as she struck out 11 without a walk and yielded two hits. The fourth inning was what is known as an immaculate inning as she struck out three batters on the minimum of nine pitches. J.C. Gander came on to pitch to the game's final three batters. Memphis Jensen and Alyssa Wested pitched for the Chiefs. Nyeli Delmore and Wested each had a hit. With the 11-0 win, Richland Center will continue to work on getting ready for the postseason. They will travel to Iowa Grant for a tough game coming up on Thursday. Wisconsin Dells will open the WIAA tournament and will play a play-in game on Thursday at Reedsburg. River Valley was a winner over Reedsburg 7-2 yesterday. Fenimore 8-0 over Lancaster, Platteville 6, and Prairie du Chien 5. Also in softball, Mount Horeb 5-3 over Dodgeville, Seneca 9, Lafarge 8. It was Black River Falls 13-7 over Viroqua Youth Initiative, Westby 8, Independence Gilmanton 7, Cashton 8-1 over DeSoto, and North Crawford edged Oneewoc Center 11-10. In baseball, Richland Center with a road victory at Platteville, 8-1. It was River Valley 4-3 over Lancaster, Mineral Point 9, Riverdale 1, Fenimore 6-3 over Darlington, Dodgeville 7-1 victors against Prairie du Chien, Southwestern 4, Boscobel 3, Seneca 15-0 over Lafarge, Hillsboro 15-5 over Oneewoc Center in 5 innings, and Galena 5-0 over Cuba City in area baseball. Lots of seeding meetings will be taking place tonight for area teams to find out their fate to where they're going in the upcoming regionals next weekend. High school girls soccer, Dodge Point over Richland Center 5-0 at RCHS last night, and River Valley 6-0 over Prairie du Chien Co-op. Wisconsinites Barneveld beat Sugar River 8-0, and Oregon over Baraboo 14-0. More about the Richland Center soccer match last night, a 5-0 loss to Dodge Point. Hornets held senior night following the game, honoring Sylvia Schmidt and Alice Altifor. Sylvia played 3 years for the Hornets, leading the defense as a captain this season prior to a season-ending injury. Sylvia will be attending UW Platteville for psychology and then a master's in social work. Alice is a foreign exchange student from Switzerland and decided to give soccer a try this season. Thank you to Sylvia and Alice for dedication to the Hornet soccer season. And now a look at conference track meets yesterday. First of all, at the Richland Valley meet hosted by Kickapoo, Kiko Lafarge dominating in girls 215 to DeSoto's 96. North Crawford was third with 72. And Kickapoo Lafarge in the boys with a 218 total team point total. It was North Crawford 98 and Ithaca Weston 86 among the conference schools. For Ithaca Weston, it was Mel I with a fifth-place finish in the 400. Also, the 4x1 girls finished fourth. Emma Adelman, Zoe Pasker, and Mel Al. And the discus throw, Faith Stanichka, took fifth and also fourth in the shot put. For the boys, first place for the 4x8 relay team, Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia-Boland, Ethan Burkram, and Braden Burns. Peyton Brown was seventh in the 100, Clayton Lee first in the 1600, Braden Burns was fourth, Luke Osborne seventh. 4x2 was fourth, Owen Kirshner, Rowan Riley, along with Connor Montez and Deacon McDonough. Fourth place for Ethan Burkram and a personal record in the 400. Also, it was 300 hurdle competition featuring Brayson Garcia-Boland, who finished sixth. Clayton Lee first in the 800 with a personal record of 204.09. Sam Jones was second with a PR as well. And Peyton Brown fifth in the 200. Clayton Lee, the conference trifecta, with his third conference championship. That was in the 3200. Braden Burns was fifth. Luke Osborne, seventh. The 4x4 relay was second. Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia-Boland, Deacon McDonough, and Peyton Brown. In the high jump, Ethan Berkram finished sixth and Clayton Lee, seventh. Pole vault, Brayson Garcia-Boland was third. In the long jump, Sam Jones, fifth. Owen Kirshner, eighth. In the discus, Deacon McDonough, fifth with a personal record. And Deacon McDonough in the shot put finished fourth with a personal record. Connor Montez, 12th. And Roman Riley with a personal record as well in shot put. Next up, the WIA Regionals for Ithaca Weston. That will be at River Ridge next Tuesday. The Southwest Conference meet was hosted by Lancaster. Dodge Point with a tie with Lancaster in the boys competition, 115 each. Platteville was third with 107. Also at the Southwest meet, the Lancaster girls won the event with a dominant performance, 184-50 to Platteville's 87. Dodge Point took third with 85. River Valley individuals, Aiden Hill was third in the 100, third in the 200, second in long jump. And Grady Graham took third in discus. Brielle Grant was second in the 1600 and took a conference championship in the 3200. Molly Mace was third in the 3200. Reagan Sackett, third in the triple jump. Braylon Tafts, first with a discus throw. And Lillian Miller took second in shot put. River Valley's 4x1 relay team finished third. And the runners were Virgil Villip, Spencer Sackett, James Dibert, and Aiden Hill. For the Richland Center track teams, conference meet yesterday at Lancaster, second for Duncan Harper in the 100, and he was second in the 300 hurdles. Ryan Stadler, third in the 1600. Robert Button took a second place in the 400 and finished second with the 800 run. Owen Dreyer, first place in the 3200 with a time of 9:43.31. And Devin Woodhouse, the senior, with a first place in the pole vault with a 13.6 vault in the finals. For the girls, Charlie Bailey, second in 400 and in the 200. Adeline Wirtz, third in the 400. Danica Pauls, third in high jump and first in pole vault. And Chloe Hying, third with the pole vault. As far as the relay teams, the RC 4x8 girls finished second. Lacey Allball, Grace Fretz, Adeline Lawless, and Pearl Fretz. The 4x4 relay girls finished second. Lacey Allball, Pearl Fretz, Grace Fretz, and Adeline Wirtz. Congratulations to all of the track and field participants yesterday at Lancaster and Kickapoo. 2026 Church League softball season got underway last night at Crosscut Park in chilly conditions. The Knights of Columbus down Richland Baptist Temple 3, 13-8. Dan Makovic had four hits. James Yeek with a total of a hit for the Knights, his first career Church League at bat and hit. 5 points Lutheran outscored Boscobel Assembly of God 17-10. Ryan Langer and Brenner Brown both went 3-for-4 for Boscobel. Richland Baptist Temple 1 defeated Grace Community 19-3. The Mission Top Church of the Nazarene 14-3. Adam Windsor set the pace early with a first inning 3-run home run. Matt Hatfield also homered. Roger Wilson and Lyle Fish Jr. each added 3 hits for the Mission. And Free Methodist received a forfeit from St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 2 had a bye. Action continues next week, Tuesday, May 26th. Also in Quail Run men's golf action last night, Pat Keegan and Jarrett McDonald each had 41s to lead the night. Ken Nix Sr., Tony Doherty each had 42s. Ken birdied hole 1 and Tony birdied hole 8. Rich Barancott and Phil Prohaska each wound up with 43s, Phil birdieing hole 8. Other golfers with holes played under par, Trevin Thielman birdied hole 2. Jim Kataravic birdied hole 8. Neil Mahoney with the closest third shot on hole 1. Merle Jones closest to the pin on hole 3. The longest putt on hole 5 was done by Neil Mahoney. And Merle Jones had the closest to the pin on hole number 7. In Quail Run golf action last night, the Brewers reclaimed first place in the National League Central Division by beating Chicago last night 5-2. The Cubs couldn't touch starter Jacob Mizrowski, who gave up just 3 singles and a walk in 6 scoreless innings. Miz hasn't given up a run since April 24th. Second baseman Bryce Durang went 3-for-4 with a home run and 2 runs batted in. Chicago has lost a total of 4 in a row. Pat Murphy talking about the Miz and his performance last night following the game.
Yeah, he was great. First inning, he's finding his release point, finding his footing there. Then he rolled after that, very, very good. Ran out of gas, and he said he was good. You know, that was it.
And Jacob Mizrowski commented on his performance following the game about playing the rival Cubs.
It's always fun to face someone that you're an hour away from. And, you know, the fans get behind you, and it's a lot of fun in that way, too. If, you know, you get chirped going into the bullpen, and, you know, with the bleacher creatures, it's fun.
Kyle Harrison starts the next game of the series for Milwaukee coming up this evening. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta 8-4 over Miami, Cincinnati 4, Philadelphia 1, Washington 9-6 over the Mets, St. Louis 9, Pittsburgh 6, Arizona 5-3 over San Francisco, and the Dodgers 5-4 over San Diego. In the American League, Cleveland 4-3 over Detroit, Tampa Bay 4, Baltimore 1, Houston 2-1 over Minnesota, the Yankees 5, Toronto 4, Boston 7-1 over Kansas City, White Sox 2, Seattle 1, and the Athletics 14-6 over the Angels. Texas a winner, 10-0 over Colorado. And from the NBA playoffs in overtime, New York 115, Cleveland 104. That is a look at sports. I am Phil Nee.